You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back to the Handmade Podcast, episode number 50. This is a big moment.
This is the final one, right?
You said we're this is the last 50. One.
Does it end now?
It yeah. ends now. This
you
is
said
it.
Said we'll do 50 and then we'll stop.
We'll do 50 and we'll see how much the advertisers are paying. I'm pretty sure that we got a direct deposit for $7 the other day.
Oh, wow.
That and all the patrons in the before and after show, we're going to have to keep going. We'll do 50
yeah.
more.
Thank you for the 10 people in the pre-show Patreon group yeah. paying us the $1,000 a month.
Yeah. One pays you know. A little bit more than $1,000, which is
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we charge Jimmy, like, you know, a little bit extra.
Yeah, he has
to be part of the pre-show.
So.
That's right. He needs it. He needs it as a write-off.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, one of our most popular episodes is titled, How Much Did Jimmy Make? Or something like that. Or wait,
yeah.
Jimmy made how much?
I know how much he made. He told me all. We spent some quality time together.
Nice. You see his tax returns? Did you subpoena them?
He doesn't pay taxes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's
that's
all
right.
cash.
That's right.
All cash.
Now we'll have to start paying them.
Yeah.
But yeah, episode 50. How do you guys feel about 50 episodes of the Handmade Podcast?
I don't know. I was surprised I hung in there for the first five. So it's funny that we did 50 of them. I didn't think we'd make it this far, but we did. So
yeah.
So we made it. Paul, what do you think?
I don't know.
Well put.
I don't know. It's been fun.
Oh yeah, you look like you've been.
It's been entertaining.
Fun.
Every day, Pinto, no one can see him, but he just rubs his eyes and he goes, "I'm so freaking tired."
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. I talk to this old guy and this older guy. And he hangs out with old men.
Yeah.
What has my life become?
I don't know. I gotta get some. Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they think we're losers or do they think you're a loser?
No, I don't know. They're kind of interested in it. They think it's kind of cool.
You know, you got a podcast, dude. I saw everybody that I talked to, they're not exactly
killing it.
Yeah.
Everybody that I talk to that doesn't do social media,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, it's not that fucking hard. It's like having a YouTube
yeah,
channel.
Yeah, anyone can have a podcast.
Yeah, but
I
did
feel like more people have
today.
Them than don't have them.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a thing today on Instagram on one of these stupid accounts I follow that said 30% of all podcasts only have one recorded episode because people do
yeah.
one episode and then they never do another one.
Yeah.
So
but like
we're
kids
way
from
better
my
than
high school. I think did one or like started one. They did like two episodes. And they talked about college and then I think they gave up. They couldn't come up with any more topics.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everyone thinks like it's funny because like everyone has podcasts and it's like, oh, maybe I should do one. I'm pretty funny and like you try it and then
it's funny because I always think like maybe we should stop it because I'm like, you know, we don't talk about anything making and like I'll kind of mention it to some people. They'll be like, oh, no, but you guys are great. I like listening to it. So I'm like, yeah, all right. Well, they approved. So we'll do it for that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's all it takes. I mean,
so Jimmy, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Did you guys listen to Keith Decent's episode on the Full Blast on Jeff's podcast?
No, but I'm going to.
So it was a great episode. Keith's a very interesting guy, and Jeff, you know, always kind of gets – Jeff always, like, can make an interesting person even more compelling to listen to because he asks very specific questions and whatever. That's why Jeff's podcast is great. But Keith was talking about how, like, you know, you can only kind of talk about shit in a podcast for so long, you know?
Yeah.
And his podcast is I've never listened to Keith's actual podcast, but it's called From the Ground Up.
Oh, really?
That's
a great podcast.
Yeah, I've never listened to it, but now after hearing about it, I want to, because Jeff was talking about how he, you know, like, Keith writes the episodes, and they're, you know, like, super interesting, and, you know, they were talking about, you know, people getting interviewed in podcasts, and Keith goes, if I have to hear Jimmy Duresta talk about how he got started one more time, I'm going to blow my head off. Because Fader was talking about how, like, Jimmy, you know, one day Jimmy's going to be on the Full Blast, but he's like, but I don't want to talk about any of, like, the normal stuff. And then they were actually talking about how they got to get you on there, Derek.
Yes, so, they do.
One of these days.
It's funny. So Keith, did he mention he crashed at our place? He came up to our New York and
he mentioned coming up there, but he didn't say where he stayed.
Yeah, he stayed. And he had a lot of nice things to say about our podcast. He said it's one of the few ones that he actually listens to, which was nice. And, you know, it's funny. I haven't listened to any podcasts in a while, and I feel bad. Monday mornings I would, like, get out of bed, and I couldn't wait to get in the car to listen to, you know, Knife Talk, because I was like, oh, you know, it was like literally take me an hour to get to work. I'd listen to it on the way in, and then once COVID came, I wasn't driving into work anymore. But we're gonna stop Home Garage and the pizza truck, so I will be driving it, so I'll be able to listen to podcasts again. But, you know, I haven't listened to Keith's in a while, but his are put together, you know, he does a good job with them, like researching them.
It's structured.
Talks about, it's interesting. Yeah, yeah, it's everything Oz isn't. And,
yeah.
And he just has his delivery, like, and his voice, it's just, I enjoy listening to it. It's an easy listen, you know, and you learn something, which is always nice, as opposed to Oz, where you unlearn something.
Dude, I'll go educational on you guys if you want.
No.
We can do full education next week.
No.
We could go academic. We could have a spelling bee.
No.
That's not going to work with me.
No spelling bee.
I failed every spelling test in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Transition into cooking.
I literally used to get 40s on them.
Yeah. But that's good. You got at least four words, right? It's better than zero.
That's about it.
The teacher would, like, help me, like the learning specialist, and she would give me some of the words because she felt bad. She was the best.
I tell you, I always was bad at spelling too, and it's just it's always been like just a thorn in my side, and it's just I don't care anymore.
I write emails literally constantly, like my job. My day job is 90% emails, and with my new company, I'm a little more careful, but my old company, where I was a project manager, like, I would just blast emails out with, like, hundreds of spelling errors, and my like, assistant, like, I was training a PM at the time, and she was, like, an English major, and she'd be like, can you at least let me proofread some of the important ones? And I'd be like, no, absolutely not. You're getting it, like, right off the cuff. No one's analyzing this email. So I would just blast out emails the way you write a text, but to, like, the architects, the owners, with tons of spelling errors. And that was like my calling card. It's how you knew it was for me.
It's funny, because, you know, I'll send an email or a text, and I'll be like, I'm not going to proofread this. I know I get all the words right. And then I'll look at it, and I'll be like, holy shit. And at work, we use Samsung Galaxies. Mm. And those things, the keyboards suck, and the spell check sucks.
Samsung's no good.
Oh, my God.
No. We're on iPhone family, like, here.
Yeah, and it's like, my spelling is, like, so bad. But I always laugh when I hate to always bring it up when Jimmy misspells something. It's like you have to work hard to misspell something. Like you have to like confirm that you want it misspelled like in a text and stuff.
Yeah.
And just like when he misspells some basic stuff, it's like, oh my god, it's like, does he do that purposely? Like it's like calling card, you know. But it's just funny.
Yeah, right. Every now and then there's like a word that I know is right. Like you ever try to write spackle on your iPhone and it always changes it to sparkle?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like in my life I'm always like writing like, hey, did they finish spackling? And it's always like, did they finish sparkling? Like it just will not let me write the word spackle.
It wouldn't let me spell write nerds the other day. It kept changing it to needs. And I'm like,
oh, nerd? Like, well, somebody's
yeah,
a nerd?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, those nerds are
it's
like,
too derogatory.
Touchy. Yeah, they like really touchy, you know? But, I don't
too
know.
Derogatory. So, what have you guys been up to? Derek's settled back in the, he's back in the dungeon.
Yeah.
I've been watching
Pinto's
you.
Pinto's in
underwater.
The trophy room.
I'm in the trophy room.
Oh,
right
dude.
Now.
Oh, dude, what is going on with that?
Oh,
I thought
I can't
it was
even watch
reruns.
It.
I know.
Dude,
I thought
it was
bad.
I thought the Hoover Dam collapsed.
When I get a call from Pinto on a Sunday morning, say, get a bag of chips and pull up your Instagram.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Me
and Derek are on the
watch
phone watching Chris's yeah, stories.
It's like, we just like play by play. It's like, dude.
I'll be like, Derek, look what he's
you're
doing
loving
now.
It.
Look,
you're laughing.
Look.
Like, I start to feel bad, but then you sound so happy. It's flooding. I'm like, he loves it.
Well, you know what it was? It's like, at this point, like, I don't let anything bother me for more than
dude,
5 minutes
just
ever.
Be like, Angela, so what? The house is burning down. Look at how pretty it is with the nice
that's
sky.
That's exactly
like
what I would
beautiful.
Say. I wish she could hear you because she would be shaking her head. Derek said, Angela, that if the house was burning down, I'd say, yeah, honey, the house is burning down, but look how pretty the night sky is.
Yeah, it just, you're so happy your place is flooded. It's
well,
like,
you know,
oh
look
God.
How clean
gets,
the floors are.
He gets
are.
Good content
yeah.
out of it. It's
yeah.
a whole big
yeah.
thing.
Well, you know what's
stories.
Really stupid is that I haven't found a way to monetize it, like, on YouTube. Like, all I get is the Instagram. But so the other day, Macklin, this is, I'll give the story from the beginning for the listeners here. So the other day, what was it? What day was that? Actually, Saturday? Sunday? I don't even know what day it is today. It was Friday.
Monday.
So Friday, Macklin texts me in the morning. He goes, hey, my parents' basement just flooded. Are you flooding at the shop? And it's like 7:15-ish, and, you know, the air conditioning's running in our bedroom, so I don't hear the rain, anything. I open my phone, I check my security cameras, and all I see is just water across the entire driveway. And I'm like, fuck. So I jump out of bed, and I, like, run down, get in the truck. I fly over there. I text him. I'm like, yo, I'm headed there. I get there, and the driveway is totally flooded, but the shop is dry. So I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, the sandbags worked. Look at me, my pumps,
yeah.
Everything is great. So I'm like, you know what? While I'm here, let me set up the pop-up tent. Let me, like, be ready in case things get worse.
So you had your pallet to stand on.
I had my little my life raft.
When you said, I'm on the island, I'm safe on
the oh, my God, I know.
I'm like,
this
he is
ill.
Oh, my God, he is bad. You were happy you made it to the island.
Yeah, normally, the progression of that whole thing was I used to just stand out in the rain like an asshole in a poncho, soaking wet. And then I was like, oh, if I set up a pop-up, at least while I'm, like, managing the drain, I can be dry. So now that I got the pallet, I'm, like, really top tier now. Now all I need is, like, a little bridge to get me to there. But what was fucked up was that at one point, the flooding was so bad that Macklin was in my shop with no shoes on and the squeegee just pushing water back towards the door. So it was rolling in from the doors, and he was just pushing it back towards the door like nothing is working.
Why couldn't you just get, like, a really big, like, a bigger pump, like, to put in that?
So I can, and that's what I'm going to do.
Get everything
I'm
but the
get
pump. Pallets, tents, squeegees, back.
Well, I have two pumps in the basin right now. One's a 2-inch discharge pump, and one's a 1-inch discharge pump. So all in all, I pump out about 100 gallons a minute.
Wow, that's how much.
And I
down.
Still couldn't even get close.
You gotta get a 4-incher in there.
So now I gotta buy a. It's a.
That's
I gotta buy a trash pump.
As hell.
It's like about $1,000. I gotta invest about $1,000
Tell
and I have to buy.
your landlord.
Yeah, he's not.
Give him the
he's
bill.
Not. No shot. He'll be like, oh, okay. And then, you know, when he definitely is sick of paying for all the shit that's been going on there. But whatever. It is what it is. So it's like $1,000 and it's going to, I need a 3-inch. The problem is I need a shredding pump because it's not clear water. Like all it needs is like one leaf and it'll like blow the impeller out. I don't know if you guys saw Andrew Alexander's story the other day. He was getting ready to get that concrete poured at his shop and he had like a regular pump and he said like every 2 minutes it was clogging and he had to like take the whole impeller off because like, you know, a clear water pump is only for clear water.
Yeah.
So I need a shredding pump, which has like basically an impeller that acts like a,
it's like a garbage
disposal.
Yeah.
And usually they have a quick release case so that if they clog, you can easily just like basically undo some turnbuckles and get right to the impeller. So I'm going to just buy like a big shredding pump. The only kind of thing I can't decide is, do I invest in a gas pumps are cheaper and they're much more efficient, but if I have a gas pump then I have to be there. I have to physically
the electric
be,
you could just leave on.
Exactly.
Does it
and then
sense
if the power
the
goes out. Yeah, yeah, it has a float. So the problem is the gas pump I want weighs 200 pounds.
Holy shit.
And it'll 100% do the job, but imagine me like in the middle of the rain when I'm like, "Oh shit, I'm going to need the gas pump." Like you got to make sure it's got fuel in it. You got to make sure the fuel is good.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a nightmare.
Like so. Then you're then and it's 200 pounds. So I'm gonna be basically dragging a 200 pound pump out. So I'm thinking I'm just gonna spend more money and buy a really good electric pump that I can run off of my generator in case the power goes out. Because that's the other thing. If the power goes out, I'm dead.
Yeah.
There's no there. That's it. It all just float away. And this time the water was so bad that it almost went into the machine shop, which it's never done before.
Yeah, the machine shop's high.
The machine shop is like 5 inches higher than the metal shop floor. And probably, like if I shot a laser from the catch basin lid to the machine shop curb, it's got to be 14 inches.
Wow, that's how much water was in there?
Dude, the amount of water was crazy. I stepped in it, the deepest part, in my boots, and the water went over the top of my boots and started, like, flowing back in. I was like, oh, this is great. And Macklin's literally walking around without shoes on. I'm like, dude, you're going to step on, like, a piece of broken glass.
Yeah, so you need a tetanus
I'm
shot.
Like, yeah, but he's like a boat kid, you know? He's like a beach person, so.
You know,
anyway.
What's gonna happen when you buy the pump? It'll never rain again.
I would love that. I would love for it to never rain again. So that's been what my whole thing. And then today, shout out to young Lewis. I texted Lewis. I go, yo, you want to make $100? He's like, yeah. Funny enough, I was looking for something to do today, so I gave him a thing
so
of empty sandbags, and I just said, fill them all up.
Oh, at the beach.
So. Dude, so he was like, he made up a whole story. He went, I gave him money. He went to the hardware store and bought a safety vest, like a, you know, like a yellow vest.
Oh my
god! I gave
god.
Him a hard hat and some cones,
taking
and
samples.
He went to the beach. Yep, he told people that he was taking soil samples. I was
that's
like, dude,
so
you are
funny.
Too funny.
That's really? Like when Casey Neistat
funny.
Put a vest on in New York City and put a. Remember when he put the video where he put the bike rack out in front of his building on Broadway and he had a vest on and a hard hat, and then immediately the next day they sent him like a cease and desist thing. Like, you need to remove this or else we're gonna like charge you with a crime.
Yep.
I always said that before 9/11 at the pizza place, we'd go in and out of like Harvard University, MIT. Nobody would ever question you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you have a vest and a hard hat, they just like assume you're working.
Yeah.
And this one building we worked in had this like grandfather clock from like the 1800s. And I always said, like, let's just go in and take it. Just see if we can take it.
Like,
you know?
What's the movie with Nicolas Cage? National Treasure.
Yeah.
Steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Just, like, who's going to, like, who would be dumb enough to go in there and just steal a grandfather clock
you know,
in the middle of the day with people there? Like, nobody. I'm like, we could just do it, you know? But we used to go into the basement, and because we usually work in the basements, and, we were at the, like, Museum of Natural History there, and, like, there's all these like drawers, like the Geological Society.
Steal like King Tut's, like
dude,
crown.
It's like rocks, like it's like this was taken from Mount Everest and this journey and stuff,
yeah.
Like just everything right there.
You're
just,
like, oh, that's cool.
It's just so trusting, you know. But
there's a challenge on the internet where people take like they just carry a ladder, like two guys will carry a ladder and they
mm-hmm.
try and get into like
yeah.
random places, like try and get into a
yeah.
nightclub with a ladder, like all these different
yeah.
things. And most of the time they just
yeah.
let them right in. Because who's going to
yeah.
question, why the hell would these guys have a ladder and a vest?
We were up in Beacon Hill. I got a picture of my partner with a 24-foot ladder going through this, like, billionaire's brownstone in Beacon Hill to get into the courtyard out back.
Oh, my God.
He's just walking right through the house with a 24-foot extension ladder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. But you ever see those kids who were just on the news again, the two guys that go to the city council meetings?
Oh, dude,
and
they're the
they,
best. I
the
was just watching
the
them.
The bromance?
Yeah,
they
Chad.
No,
Chad,
on the books.
Chad goes deep or something. Or it's Chad,
yeah.
what's the other guy? Chad and JT or something? Go deep?
I don't know their names, but I just see when they pop on the news, but they're trying to get the law passed to have a bromance. They haven't recognized.
They were just on Bobby Lee's podcast.
Yeah.
I listened
yeah,
to it.
So funny.
They're
Maybe
really
we
funny.
Get them on this podcast.
I don't know.
Episode 51.
Not yet.
I think. Yeah. I think they're a little bigger than us.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody.
I think
they're
on Howard Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
We need the Be a Man guy. How do we get the Be a Man guy to be on our podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's in my industry, kind of. Maybe I. Can,
What's he do?
Maybe I can talk to him. I don't know. He's like a TV guy, kind of. He does shows. And stuff.
Oh,
he's
now you're
actually,
a TV. Oh, I thought he was like, oh, does he work
yeah.
at the pizza
place? No,
he's
working at the pizza place. No, dude, I'm an actor.
I know. Yeah, it's
oh,
not your Hollywood
I wrote
now.
That? Did I tell you I wrote that to somebody on Instagram?
What do you
somebody,
mean? That you're an actor?
Somebody messaged me on Instagram. And they go, hey, what's your full-time job? This was in New York. And
actor.
I wrote back. Like, I had, like, 15 messages. So I wrote an actor. And then I said, I'll circle back and be like, just kidding, you know, and tell them. And I forgot to go back. And I was like, dude, that's so exciting. It was, like, the next day. I was like, buddy,
yeah.
I was just joking. I'm like, I'm not. But, yeah. But no, the Be a Man guy, he's doing like some stand up thing at a theater.
I saw they're doing the big Be a Man fest.
Yeah, but that's
if he doesn't have those college kids writing for him, I don't know if
he's
gonna...
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy with that was on The Sopranos that's like that he does the podcast with.
Yeah.
Like it's the charm of the Be a Man guy is in his thing.
Yeah,
you know it's
yeah.
not
yeah, the
like
the podcast is stupid.
But he ain't right.
Yeah.
He ain't writing all those things.
Fuck
no.
He's got like some young
like
kid, like college kids, writing
yeah.
for him.
Yeah,
like his probably his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be their son's friends or something.
Yeah.
They're starting to run out of shit to say.
yeah.
The older content is a little better.
Yeah.
Well, it had the shock value.
There's only so much you can say. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, he's probably making his money. Once it's done, it's done. That's it.
You know, so many times you can say, get a cut and don't wash it out. Be a man or something.
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
poke
yeah,
your eye out
yeah.
and don't, you know, whatever. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Some of them, I mean, he does funny ones around, like, the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, get shit-faced on Thanksgiving and pass out before dinner. Be a man.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
And they're, like, you know, the shock value of it is funny, but, you know, then,
I love
you know.
That I sent Max one. Max is
oh, yeah?
to Peanuts, and I sent them, like, give your kid a peanut butter sandwich, see if God wants to call him home.
Oh, God.
they were, That's Joey, I was just listening to Joey Diaz talk about
that. Such a great
that.
Father.
About peanut allergies and how back in the 70s, he's like, no one was allergic to peanuts in the 70s. He's like, I don't know what happened
yeah.
with all these kids. He's
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
What was there peanut allergies? When, like, did you have friends
Yo,
when that were allergic to
know,
peanuts? Like,
never,
what even is this?
Never heard it. Never
yeah.
heard it.
Do you know about, do you know, this is an educational moment right here. Do you know what hookworm is? Derek, you might
it.
Know what hookworm is because I feel like hookworm was
is
probably
like a
more of a thing maybe when you were younger. Hookworm's a parasite. So,
oh,
there
like,
are studies.
Like ringworm? Like a ringworm? Like,
not
or?
Like ringworm. So, listen, there are studies,
yeah,
right? So, back
this
in.
This is
the,
educational now.
Back
oh,
in
yeah.
the back in like the 17, 1800s, right? Nobody had asthma or allergies.
No allergies.
And none of that shit. And they, the reason, not the reason, but one of the contributing factors is you had open latrines in that time. So you had,
if
like...
you could survive those, you could survive anything.
No. But listen, so hookworm thrives in, like, feces, right? It's a dormant parasite. It lives in your gut.
That's why you gotta use a toilet seat.
When you have an autoimmune disease, or when you have an allergy... An allergy, right, is an autoimmune disease. So your body's attacking something that isn't really there, causing, you know, inflammation or whatever. Hookworm... when you have hookworm, your body will fight hookworm more than it will fight itself.
Oh.
So people with severe allergies will intentionally get hookworm in order to fight their allergies. And scientists have argued that the reason that people didn't have allergies and asthma and all the shit that we have now back then was because people were exposed to, like, dirtier conditions where and hookworm comes up through your feet. That's what it was. So people didn't wear shoes or they had very soft shoes. So you would have a parasite that was just present in 90% of people's bodies that was just part of anything. Like, we all have antibodies that we've gained through just drinking water, right? Like, you know, it might, like, you have parasites in you. Everybody does. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to live. You'd have to live in a bubble. So one of the things that we eliminated through plumbing and footwear and
go barefoot through
penicillin,
the latrine.
We eliminated hookworm as something that normally lives in the human body. So people with severe, like, lupus and MS and allergies will go on these expeditions. This is where you're going to get grossed out, Paul. Go to, like, Africa and walk through the latrines. No, they'll walk through the shit fields just to get hookworm.
Dude, you're
going to
die from some other type of parasite. You're looking to get hookworm. You're going to get some brain-eating amoeba.
Wow.
Listen, look it up. Look
Why
it up.
Why does it always go to caca?
That's just where we go. This is episode 50. At this point, if you're still listening, you are okay with it.
That's why you got to put toilet paper down on the toilet seat in the public bathrooms.
Don't tell me you built a nest.
Oh, 100%.
Pinto doesn't go in a public toilet to build a nest.
It's only on rare occasions that I even find myself in the public, you know, restroom. But if I do, in an emergency, no, that's disgusting. I don't do that. You know how many people sat on that thing? Disgusting asses.
Pinto, you haven't spent enough time on job sites where you have a porta potty and that's your only choice.
Yeah,
I don't do I have a schedule.
You'd shit. You know what would be amazing? You need to set up on your amazing new work truck. Like, get a really big toolbox and just make it like
toilet,
a private
a full shower.
Toilet for you.
Listen, I
with
would.
A bidet. You have a bidet.
A bidet.
I would if I could.
Pinto. Fairfield Steel's gonna freak
imagine
toilet.
You pull up and people are like, oh, is that like, do you keep your welding tanks in there? You're like, yeah, something like that. Yeah. But it's just like a little bathroom.
Do you live in
that'd
that
be
truck?
Nice.
No, that's just my bidet.
That's just my bidet.
Listen, this is how I was raised. Like, there's no going back now. I just told you why I was late. That we're doing decontamination of the, you know, the podcasting equipment.
It's so funny because my mom, like, talks about me, like, where the fuck did you come from? Because I'm just
you don't give
I
a
live
shit.
In the filth. I just live in filth. And when I go to my mom's house, she's like, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Where did you come from? And I'm like, I don't know, Mom. Last night we went to dinner. Angela and I had to sit on a fucking towel because I was so dirty that I can't sit on the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
dude,
not allowed.
Dude, I sit
I'm not
on,
allowed to
I sit
on the chairs.
A garbage bag gets whipped right out and it gets thrown right over the stool in the kitchen. If I don't change.
Garbage bag over the stool. That's it.
Dude, we're killing the environment in my house. It's actually terrible. Our carbon footprint is 10 times the size of the average American.
You know those people that are like, oh, well, like, I only use, like, one garbage bag for a whole year.
How many pails
like, they live
got?
In the city? Oh, I can't even imagine.
How many what?
Garbage
how
pails.
How many pails?
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
Three full-size garbages and one full-size recycling thing.
How does she have them washed? Does she use the garbage can washing service? Have you guys
have
that
in Connecticut? No, I've heard of that, but I've heard of that. I should tell her. Well, I probably should. Yeah.
There's the guy. They make these trucks. They come to your house and they clean.
Yeah,
they wash your garbage pails out.
Yeah,
I think they charge like $10 a pail.
And it sprays them. Yeah.
Yep. It like sanitizes them.
Why? Though?
Yeah.
It's just for garbage.
So that you can put garbage in it the next day.
And
so
it
you can just
go,
okay,
stink.
More garbage.
Yeah.
No. It does bullshit.
I think it kind of is.
It's a scam.
I don't know.
Be a man. Be a man.
Yeah.
Touch the garbage pan. Touch the garbage pails.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
Oh, anyway, what are you guys are working on? You. Derek, did you finish a big project recently?
The table.
Yes.
It's funny. I did finish it.
Almost.
I'm staring at it right now. It just, dude. I never like understood when people had finishing rooms. Now I know why.
Yeah.
It's
room,
such
right?
a pain in the ass having something big. Because it's like, you can't bang into it, and then it's like, you put finish on it, and then you can't do anything. You can't do anything before, because you can't have dust in the air, mm-hmm. and then you can't do anything after, because you can't have dust in the air. So it's like, you know, luckily it's kind of just a slow week, so I've been working on that. The tabletop, the friggin' base is on my porch, because I'm not, you know, it's covered, but it's like...
Powder coated.
Yeah, I just don't want to bring it in the house, because it's going to get dinged and stuff, but...
It's probably pretty big, too, right? I mean, it's...
No, it's not that big. I mean, it'll fit through the door, but, like, then I got to bring it upstairs, and it just... It's fine. The lady on the first floor is gone for the rest of the month, so...
Nice.
It's in front of her door, and it's going to be fine, you know? And I'm making a sign for a wedding I'm going to this weekend, because I'm too cheap to give a gift, so... It cost me enough to go there. And,
dude, that sign is more money than I think I would ever give as a gift.
I said that to Christina. I go, this is a $300-$400 sign.
Yeah.
She was 3 months ago before you were on the TV show, it was a $200 sign.
Listen, the prices are going
exactly.
up, Christina.
I said, they're lucky they're getting Christ. It now. This is going to be a $500
yeah,
sign.
Yeah,
cost, listen.
The show comes out. They're going to be flipping it on eBay.
So I can retire. It just feels, dude, it was so tough to go back to work today.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
how
after Hollywood life, you can't go back,
dude,
to every day.
The part that sucks, too, is they get rid of the home garaging at the end of the month. So it's been so nice.
Sucks.
Instead of leaving at like 6:30 in the morning, I leave at 7:30 and I get home at 3:30. Now I leave at 6:30.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I get home at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's an extra 2.5, 3 hours. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just sucks. It's like, such a good gig.
You walking around the pizza parlor looking for like a PA to bring you coffee and
put down your jacket, wondering why nobody picked it up.
I'm like, Derek's thirsty. Guys,
yeah, anyone
like,
have a lint roller? We could.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, go pound sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the guys at work were happy to see me. They're all excited.
That's good.
You know, but a couple of them are like, when's it coming out? I'm like, you know, probably December, January. They're like, why so long? I'm like,
you got to put the whole show together.
Like, it's not like live. They didn't just record it and like just air it, dummy.
No, it's a YouTube video. You just, it'll be out on Thursday, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Bro. That's so funny. Yeah. My boss is back. My boss is like basically expects us all back in the office, but he's away for like 2 weeks, so I've just been not going to the office.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that when he's back from Europe, he's gonna be looking for me, and like it's just gonna fuck my whole schedule up. Like,
yeah.
Because like now it's like I work all day anyway, but like if I need to like go to the post office, I just go to the post office. You know. you know, there it's like I can't, my van obviously doesn't fit in the parking garage at my building, so I have to park like two blocks away, which is just annoying as shit. And then it's like if I have to go to somewhere, I gotta walk. Like, it doesn't take long, whatever it is, it's 5 minutes, but it's still 5 minutes of walking to my truck, drive to the post office, go to the bank, whatever I gotta do. You know, it's like it just annoys the shit out of me. So working sucks. Work sucks. I really want to quit my job and just make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Just do it.
But you know,
why not?
I'm very close. I'm just I'm too close to having another really big project with my day job that will carry me for like another year and a half. I think 2 years. If I leave before 2 years, I'll be really doing myself a disservice, and I can talk about it in the after show. I just think that, like, you know, I fucked myself this month.
You gotta stick it out.
I screwed myself this month by taking on way too much work in at Make Everything, and it really put a lot of strain on me.
Get Macklin in there. Working.
Dude, I have everybody. I have everybody working. Macklin's working. Macklin, I have Matt working. Everybody's there, and I'm still like, you know, I was there this morning at 7 o'clock trying to finish something up, and I just, I overcommitted myself, which really, like, made me, like, miserable. Like, I was so, yesterday I had a tough day trying to make, I was trying to make these precision milled, like, shafts for this art project, and then, like, my lathe was messed up, and it was just one of those moments where I was like, I don't even want to do this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And it made it not fun. And it didn't matter how much money I was getting paid. It was so not fun that I just was, like, pissed off.
Some of this stuff,
and I was like,
might
know.
Make sense to sub it out for some of these things, like, and just make a couple bucks and not even have to worry about anything. You know, you might, I'm sure there's... Yeah, you can't do every... I know you want to, like, make everything and get content and stuff.
Some of it is that I just... But not even this. This wasn't even content. This was just...
Oh.
It gave me the job with such a short lead time, I never would have found somebody to do it.
Well, yeah, you know? Maybe you got to try and find a local machine shop that maybe has, like, a CNC lathe or mill, or that you could build a relationship with. And, like, I know, like, Louie at my shop next door, he knows somebody with a bunch of CNC... like mills and lathes, and he's good friends with them. Like, he has him make shit all the time. Like, I'm sure if you keep getting a lot of these machining jobs, it might make sense. It's such a headache, you know, trying to.
I know.
You know, I'm not a good machinist at all. I don't even know much about it. Period. But.
And Matt even said that, like, I was gonna sub out one of the things to Mike at his shop.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what it was? Like, the lead time was so tight.
Yeah, that's hard.
And not that I don't trust him to do a good job, but if he were to fuck it up,
yeah,
there would be no opportunity to fix it. Like, normally machine shops give, like, 4 to 6 weeks lead time. Like, this was, like, days.
Yeah,
you know?
That is hard.
And I, you know, believe me, there was a lot. There was, I made sure that I made it worth my while, like, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels good to know that the job is 100% complete now and that I'm going to get, like, a really nice paycheck. But at the same time, like, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that didn't get done because I was doing these rush jobs and, like, videos that I wanted to get done. And I got to nurture that because, you know, I can't just let the YouTube thing slip by the wayside, because that's residual money that just keeps coming. You know, it seems more important to do that than it does to do these one-off jobs that once you get paid, the money's gone. I don't know. It's a hard thing to balance, you know?
Yeah. Something's got to give.
Yep.
You have, like,
Derek, when's your next YouTube video coming out?
I know. Next month. In a month.
Next month?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
I don't know. I got to make something and record it. No, I've been recording the sign I'm making. Maybe I'll do that. Just a little practice, you know, freshen up on my skills, you know?
What sign are you making now?
Just the one for the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Weekend. I got to reach out to a woman that wanted a bunch of stuff done for a wedding while I was away. And it's funny, did I tell you guys the mayor of Malden reached out to me?
I saw you talking about.
Can I just say
Instagram,
something?
Take a little
so, Derek, the mayor of Malden posted a thing today that Starbucks is coming to Malden.
That's right.
What kind of third world country is Malden?
Dude,
that you guys didn't have a Starbucks until just now?
That's been
a big issue.
Crazy. That's seriously, that's been a huge issue in Malta.
How do they not
people
have
people pissed about that? Because they wouldn't allow them to come into the city. Because
you know what?
Just, yeah,
I almost
kind of
support
it.
That.
Yeah, no. It, I
but
mean,
are there real like
to
good
keep
coffee
it.
Shops, or was it just Dunkin'
no,
and no Starbucks?
No, just Dunkin'.
Oh, that's
no,
different.
No.
That's
so then,
totally different.
So listen, yeah. No. So there's only Dunkin' Donuts. There was like a couple of mom and pop that wasn't like a coffee shop. They were like breakfast places.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's too bad because there's. I'm not really a big coffee person, other than that Stokes. But so I'm not like the type of person. But it there's a coffee shop down the street from me, and then that place I showed on Sunday, excuse me, the French place that just opened up. And somebody invested a ton of money in that place to open that up. But, you know, a lot of people want Starbucks. I mean, I've been here 25 years, and it reminds me, you know, I grew up in Somerville. And if anybody's local to this area, like, Somerville was a shithole. It was like a place you were embarrassed to say you lived in. And, you know, my childhood friend, his mother passed away a couple of years ago. She had a tiny single-family house right behind us. No yard, no driveway. Just went on the market for $1.1 million,
wow.
Which I was shocked. Wow. Tiny. When I tell you this house is tiny, it is tiny. And it sold for $350,000 over asking price.
Wow.
Right?
That's crazy.
So,
the market
yeah,
is so
ridiculous,
crazy
ridiculous.
Right now.
So that's the place Somerville is now, right?
Who's
so
moving into
like,
these places? Like
a lot of professors and stuff from Harvard, yeah. MIT, people that don't live in Boston, they want to live. It's not. It's compared to the city, it's a suburb, but
yeah.
it's still city. You know,
it's kind of in
but
between. Malden's kind of in between a suburb and a city.
Yeah, so
right?
Now Malden's like the next town over, and you know I've been here 25 years, and it's just been a blue collar working class place. But now I couldn't afford to live here.
Yeah,
and a buddy of mine just sold a house for just $975,000. Right down the street, you know?
Wow.
And, yeah, my neighbor, the single family, just three doors down from me, they're putting that up for sale for $800,000. You know, I could buy a house over here. And it's starting to be like, it's young people because I'm getting old, but it's starting to be young professionals. The downtown area is, like, hopping. And, like, people always bitch, there's no good place to get a good cup of coffee. People go to Melrose, the next town over, for coffee, because there's no place downtown. Downtown was a dump, and there's, like, no coffee shop. So people have wanted Starbucks for years. And, you know, when Starbucks goes, you know, we get the bike paths now, and, you know, it's the place to live. And I'm excited, not because I want to use the shit. I'm excited because I want my property values to keep going up so I can cash
true.
Out in two
yeah.
years. That's all
there
I give
go.
A shit about. I could give a fuck about the coffee. I think it sucks. I hate Starbucks. But it's good for Malden, you know? And
yeah.
I'm all what's good for Malden. But, no, the mayor, I tagged the mayor because I was pissed where I live. When you pull into Malden, I live like two streets over from the city line. And there's a beautiful Welcome to Malden sign. And I love to see it when I come home. It really is. It's nice. It's a beautiful street. And they did the intersection over last year, which I was pissed about. They put a light in because too many people were getting in car accidents. And they never put the sign back up. So I was like, dude, what the fuck? Where's the sign? You know? So he checked out my Instagram and he said, send me your email. I want to talk to you because maybe we could work on something. So I'm like, okay. So I sent them my email. We're going to talk. You know, I've dealt
You're
with
gonna
them
You're going to make
before.
The sign? I think you got to make
no,
the sign.
No, I don't know if I'd make the sign. I mean, probably too many issues. Probably have to, like, bid it and all that bullshit. Mm.
You probably could
them,
give it to them. It'd
yeah,
probably be hard to sell to
well,
them.
It's
yeah.
funny because I helped him get elected years ago, and he, like, kind of turned his back on unions, and unions weren't too happy about it. So he's kind of in bad graces with me, and my neighbor is running against him, and I just endorsed my neighbor. But I don't give a shit because it's like, you know, I'll just, you know, he's still the mayor of Malden for now, and, you know, I'll support him as my mayor. But it's just I want my sign up. I want my Welcome to Malden sign, you know. So that's
I think that's a legitimate beef.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. So
nice. Pinto, what have you been working on? You've been welding an aluminum tank that looked like it was welded by Helen Keller before you got to it. What kind of shit was that? Did you see this thing, Derek?
The whole thing, there was like one part where they cut like the square end to cap it. Like they used a press brake to make the three sides. yeah. and then they put a bottom on it and then two square side panels. They took like a chunk out of the. It was from Northern Tool. It's the guys next door to me. No, it's crazy.
It was crazy.
I'm surprised it's going to even hold fuel. I said to him, like, you better pressure test this thing before you try and fill it up with 90 gallons of gasoline. I don't even know if what they're doing with it is even, like kosher. Like, this isn't even going to work. They have a pontoon. Their boat, like, rental and leasing. It's like a boat rental and leasing company, and they also do, storage for luxury boats in the wintertime. And they have, like, a whole fleet of boats at, like, multiple different marinas around Connecticut. And they bought a pontoon boat, and they bought 3 90-gallon fuel reservoirs, and they're gonna put them on the pontoon boat and drive around the marina to refill up all their boats. I'm like, I don't think you could do that with 300 gallons of gasoline just on a pontoon boat. Like, there's got to be some type of special permits and licenses to transport fuel over the water like that. I don't know. Yeah. But they're like, they just wanted me to weld them on. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
The thing about it, too, is I think, like, it'll all be fine until they have an issue. Dude. And then if they ever do, it'll be like a disaster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget that. No way.
Well, that's Fairfield Steel welded that.
It's not related to this, but I was, like, just seeing a lot of videos pop up on my YouTube about somebody going back and getting fined, like, the... Was it the FAA finding people for, like, drones and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going through YouTube videos and seeing drone footage and, like, going back and sending fines.
People were crashing them into, like, the Empire State Building in New York City. Like, it was getting out of hand.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine, dude.
Yeah, it got bad.
Because I'm like, I airports. Do some stupid things with mine, and it's like, and I kind of have half a brain. I can't imagine, like, if you're a little bit young and reckless, like, the stuff. But like you said, that guy with those tanks, like, somebody's going to see that.
Oh, it's
going to
be bad.
How long you been transporting fuel?
You know what I said they need to do is they need to all plummet into the fuel tank for the motor, and so they could just say, oh, no, it's all just the fuel system for the boat.
We're going to Cuba.
Yeah, they can't have three independent tanks with a spigot like a gas pump and a nozzle. Like, that's insane. Like, there's no way they're gonna. Yeah. But whatever, they wanted me to do it, so I'm doing it.
Yeah, you just do it. That's
the tanks are pieces of shit, though.
Yeah, I couldn't when you, like, panned across the edge of this thing, it looked like it was, like, cut with a freaking angle grinder.
I mean, they
and
used
then
a
just
spool
smeared
gun,
together.
But still, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No good.
You got standards, huh?
No. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
But I've been working on a bunch of different things. Bunch of different railings, of course. Bunch of different projects. But also I made a ramp, an aluminum ramp for my motorcycle to go in the back of my truck.
Nice.
Which worked
pretty
well.
Looked good.
Yeah, I tried.
Does it fold up or anything, or it's just a straight ramp?
I was thinking of doing that, but I just made it quick with, like, scrap that I had. And it fits in my truck, like, sideways, and it just sticks out the back. Because I'm going to have the tailgate open anyway for the motorcycle.
Got it.
So I'll just strap it to one side and put the motorcycle kind of off to the side. But the problem was, like, the very beginning, which I was afraid of, was, like, a little too steep. I used the monkey to test it out first. And then it was a little...
I imagine you just, like, ripping on the monkey and then the Harley's,
flying
like, a
right
totally
up.
Different animal.
The Harley was
how
actually...
Wide? How wide is it?
It's, like, 3 feet wide.
It's okay, nice. So you don't...
Yeah.
That's a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it too narrow.
Dude,
to put your foot down.
I watched so many videos of people crashing. Just
so
look
bad.
Up people loading motorcycles on YouTube. It's one after another of the tailgate folding up and the ramp going up in the air and them smashing into the back of the truck, or they fall off sideways because you get scared. Like, people just get scared. Even on big ramps, they freak out when they're halfway up the ramp and they stop.
Yeah.
And
they
fall right over.
You gotta just,
you gotta go for it. But
the best is when people back the shit off the truck, like the four wheels, and they hit the brakes and it goes flips over on them. It's like, fucking nuts.
But what I ended up having to
you
do.
You try to jump the truck?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I can help you with that. We can build a ramp.
I know you can. I was pretty cool to see it, actually, when Anthony was at your shop.
Yeah.
I want to see it, like, in person. Like, I want to see them jumping over it. Because let me tell you, that thing is high. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
To clear that whole thing, you got to have some speed to even make it up and over that thing.
Yeah. When you stand next to it and yeah. you like reach your hand up and crazy. Can like just touch the deck of the jump, you're like, holy shit! Like when it's set up, it's way more overwhelming. But yeah, one of these days I want to get him to set it up like kind of like near here, you know?
Yeah.
So I could see it again.
I couldn't even ride a bike up that ramp.
Like, dude, just to get I up don't on doubt top. That.
Yeah.
Dude, when I built it and I rode down the landing, I was nervous that I was going to get to the bottom and just loop out.
Yeah,
and
that's,
I'm a seasoned bike rider.
That's
you know?
What's weird. Like, that's what scares me about the bottom. What is it called? Like, what's the landing ramp called? Is it a specific thing?
Just the landing.
Okay, the landing. Yeah. Like, it's just straight down, and then immediately you hit at a sharp angle, you hit the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of got to lean a little bit back to get the front tire up a little bit, but if you lean too far back, you'll flip over.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you got to know what you're doing anyway. To do that shit. Did you see
so
my
you
got to
hit it. I saw your wheelies.
Dude, good,
no
huh?
one else has, but Paul's been learning the wheelies. He's gonna join the wheelie club.
Yeah,
soon.
Dude, I'm gonna join East Coast in New Haven.
What?
Did you
what
see the video I sent in our group text? I was on my sister's little tiny dirt bike doing wheelies up the yard.
When? That thing's at the house.
I brought it back from the barn.
Nice.
When did you send that?
Like an hour ago.
Oh no. I
Yeah, not on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just our text.
Oh.
But my mother's been screaming at me out
the
window.
Shit talker.
She's saying I'm gonna become a
bear. Dude, who knows? A bear could come bounding
out
of the woods
and
fucking hack you.
I'm in bear country.
How do you think I felt when I came home from New York and my lawn hadn't been cut in 3 weeks and I see stuff like this posted online?
Dude, so he got out of he got off that island President got assassinated.
You want to wonder right? Wonder why?
Look at this! Look at this dope
snack.
with a freaking parrot on his hand.
Yeah, parrot in the Dominican.
Yeah,
nice.
That's my boy.
Leave it
that's
up to your son to go to the island where they literally just assassinate the president.
I know. That's what I said. Dude. I says, "Do you realize they assassinated the president?" He's like, "Yeah, that's in Haiti."
Yeah,
like,
dude, it's about 10 miles
island,
away.
Probably. Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, so I gotta, you know.
Oh, Chris, that's your territory now.
So,
Chris is gonna be in the middle of a civil war.
Yeah.
Dude, I said to someone involved with my company today, I was like, you think we had anything to do with that?
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. These big Wall Street guys do a lot of damage to third world countries.
You know, I mean, listen, if I wouldn't even be. I wouldn't even be the littlest bit surprised.
Yeah, dude.
Some people are like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so.
There's a lot of contaminated rivers in Zimbabwe because of some guys out in the Hamptons right now.
Yeah, you never know with this, you know, kind of money.
Oh, dude, was this Pinto doing his friggin' wheelie?
No, dude, that was crazy. I saw that on Anthony Panza's Instagram story, and then Jimmy sent it. What a
the
crazy
guy on the
thing.
The guy doing the wheelie and hits the other guy.
Yeah.
And shoots right over
him. It's
amazing
how high
he
goes. He
could have killed that other
dude,
guy.
Dude, he shoots right over
him. I think because the wheel, his back tire hit the other guy's back tire and it shot, catapulted him right over. I mean, what are the chances of that?
Yeah.
Crazy. Speaking of motorcycles, my friend who got in a bad motorcycle accident is home from the hospital and recovering. He can speak, he can walk, he's not paralyzed.
That's good.
My friend Steve fractured his shout out to Steve K. fractured his C3 vertebrae.
Oh,
got
Jesus
five
Christ.
Plates in his face, two screws. He was riding his motorcycle home from Matt's shop where he has a workbench at Matt's shop. He shares a shop with them, and he actually hit a guy who was riding his bicycle. No one knows the exact circumstances of what happened, you know, like
whether
the guy rode out into the street or what. No one knows. No one may ever know. But he is back home and alive.
Oh,
so be careful on your motorcycles, Paul.
Yeah. That's why I go around the
sorry.
I go around the block and I pull it back in my safety vest.
We gotta get you like a siren so everyone knows you're coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I got that exhaust. I got a nice loud exhaust.
There
oh
you go.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop.
Wait, did you?
Yeah.
Guys,
so Paul, you got it.
Could you hear Chris Fine, Paul?
Just yeah.
When he was telling that, I couldn't. It was all broken
oh, really?
Up, and I got a big yellow.
I think all the recordings get independently kind of stashed. But anyway, yeah. What have you guys been watching as we wrap up episode number 50? Another rambling.
You know what
nonsense.
I watched? I shouldn't even recommend this. It was I've been watching comedy on TV on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was just funny. I was watching what's his name? Bill Burr.
Oh, he's funny.
Dude, he's off the hook.
Oh, man. He's crazy,
he's
yeah.
He's just like, he's nuts. He's nuts. But yeah, him and what's his name? Bo Burnham? Yeah.
Did you watch Bo Burnham?
I want to watch the Bo Burnham one.
It's really funny.
I didn't get through the whole new one. I watched his old ones, but then I watched the Bill Burr one, and it was just like, it was funny. It was funny. He's nuts, though.
The
he's,
Bo Burnham
really
one's
nuts.
Good. All the
yeah.
songs.
If that's on Netflix or
it's on
or,
Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. Netflix.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the one, Derek? Yeah. Did you watch the new? Or you didn't watch the new one?
No, I just started watching. I watched part of the new one.
It's crazy because he did it. You'll see when you watch it. Like he did the whole thing by
yeah,
himself
like
in
like,
one
yeah.
room, filmed
room.
It,
yeah.
wrote all the songs, edited the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like unreal. And he's
yeah.
so talented, and the songs are so smart. Like the
yeah.
you know, the lyrics of the songs, and they're funny.
Yeah,
like it's pretty
yeah.
crazy. Like there's one
yeah,
about
yeah.
Jeff Bezos that keeps
yeah.
on going around the internet, and everyone's making like TikToks to the song that he's
yeah,
saying about
yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, that's him.
That's him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah.
that. I thought,
yeah.
oh, gotta watch that.
Yeah, Jack.
Gotta watch
that. Jack loves him.
Then the white
yeah.
woman's Instagram. That's a good song. That was another
yeah,
one of his songs.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's really funny. But yeah. What have you
nice.
Guys been watching? What have you guys been watching?
I watched Fireball Tools' new jib
oh, I saw that.
Arm thing. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's
a little sketchy, a little shaky.
It's a little sketchy.
You know why?
It's a little sketchy.
Because the forklift forks are bending. The thing's so tall
mm-hmm.
and long. Like
yeah. It's so heavy.
It is
itself.
Heavy, too. The jib itself is 800 pounds.
Yeah, it just...
He needs a bigger forklift to put that on.
I haven't read the comments, but I can imagine what they are.
At that point, just put in a crane, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he did a nice job building
it.
He did a fantastic... He always does an
yeah.
amazing job.
That's what
job.
I was going to say. He always does an
There's no question.
Yeah.
But I'm like, as I'm watching, I'm like, ooh. Because I just imagine, like it getting a little off camber and just like...
Yeah,
like the whole thing just goes
just a fork.
But
snapping.
I mean, he's yeah, he's smart enough to know and do whatever you know. I'm not,
yeah.
I don't have any doubt that he's going to do it right. But it was a good video,
yeah.
so
nice.
He's great.
Nice.
Anyways, I've been watching.
What about you, Paul?
Dave, that show about you know Little Dicky the rapper. That
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been
yeah.
watching that
How
show on
it?
Hulu. It's pretty funny.
I saw some highlights from the first season, but I never watched the second season.
Yeah, it's a funny show. And, like, this guy, this comedian that I always listen to his podcast, Andrew Santino, he's on the show. So I thought I should watch it. My friends were watching it, so it was pretty good. They're on the second season
Did
now.
You guys watch the McGregor fight?
I saw his
no.
freaking ankle snapped. I can't take this shit
oh,
anymore
God.
With these legs snapping
oh.
in the UFC.
The broken legs.
They're always
bad.
I don't know why this guy, you know, he should have retired after the Floyd Mayweather fight, because ever since then he just it hasn't worked out too well. Like,
did you see though what he got paid versus Dustin
yeah,
Poirier?
$20 million, and Dustin made like $1 million guaranteed, and then plus like pay per view
mm-hmm.
Sales.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, like
mm-hmm.
it's so crazy. But that's what it takes to get him to get in the ring. I'm just surprised he's still doing
yeah.
it. Like, why it hasn't gone too well these past couple fights.
He wants to keep going, too. As soon as his leg is healed, he
yeah.
wants another shot.
I hope for his own sake he wins, because it kind of sucks. Like, I was listening to... This is a totally different person, but did you listen to Quentin Tarantino on Joe Rogan?
No, I wanted to, though.
That's
I listened
a good
to
interview.
He talked... Yeah, I there was a lot of backlash about, like, what he said about Bruce Lee.
Oh,
and, like,
I saw
the
that.
Movie and,
yeah.
But
he kind of made fun of Bruce Lee in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But he was talking about Joe Rogan was like, why don't you make more movies? Because he said he only wants to make 10. And Joe's like, why don't you make more? He's like, you're in your prime. You're so he's like, because I want to leave the people wanting more. I don't want to go out, you know, on a downhill, you know, going downhill. Like, I don't want movies to be shitty and then stop. I want them to be, you know, at the peak and then stop. Like, it's better to retire like that, you know? I don't know.
That's Billy Joel. Billy Joel stopped making new music because he said, I don't think I could make anything. He said, I don't think I can make anything that would be a bigger hit than anything I've already made, so why not just play the same songs? And look at him.
Yeah.
He's making $1 million a shot, playing the Garden once a month.
That what a great concert that is.
No one ever is like, man, I really like don't know why Billy Joel won't make any new music. Everybody is totally fine with the music that he's made. You know,
150 songs, and everyone knows the words to every single song. Like, every single song is good. Like, there's very few musicians where, like, every single song is good.
Well, because they don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
But it's
like
Quentin Tarantino said, like, they don't. The reason that they're not all good is because they keep going.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's it. So
after being a multimillionaire for 30 years, you know, you kind of lost your edge. Like, it's kind of hard to, especially, like, artists, like, they make, their best work is when they're, like, starving artists and they have nothing and, you know, once you're a millionaire for years and years and years, your life isn't that interesting enough to make, you know, to write songs and make art like they used to.
Right.
I don't know.
You can only sing about growing up on Long Island for so long, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it.
But that's a good concert, that Billy Joel concert. I saw that twice at the Garden.
Yeah, I went to it. It was good. I saw it once. It was a good show.
I love Billy Joel.
Well,
let's go ride motorcycles with him.
No, thanks. We got to go to his. We got to go to his place, though. We got to go to his. Anybody who's interested in Billy Joel's motorcycles, check out 20th Century Cycles on Instagram.
I was going to recommend them, maybe next
week. Oh, yeah, no, don't recommend them. 20th Century Cycles on Instagram, Billy Joel's private motorcycle. Well, not even private, his public motorcycle collection.
Next time I'm down, we got to go. I got to come down soon.
Yeah,
just
pick one and ride it, right?
Yeah, you just pick one and just ride it.
That's awesome.
No, but I've become friends with his mechanic who runs the shop, and he's extended an invitation to us whenever we want to go check it out.
And on a day that...
Yes, if you're a $1,000 patron, you get exclusively invited to go see Billy Joel's private.
It's a ride one,
and you get to ride one.
Yeah,
the police come after, but you get to ride one. Yeah, you get to race the police out of Oyster Bay, Long Island.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But this will come out on Wednesday, July 14th, July 17th to the 19th is the Blackthorn Timber Frame Chisel Sharpening Fest. There'll be no actual work. Everyone will just sharpen chisels in silence for 3 days. Come up. It's going to be a great time. And that's about it. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see some of you guys there.
I will not be there.
Derek, unfortunately, cannot be there.
I can't wait to see the Whack Pack once I get up there.
Well, Macklin and I are going Friday, and I'm trying to get a couple of yards of stone delivered to my property so that we can do some actual work up there.
Yeah.
I got to send you guys. I don't know if I sent you guys
the other
tire is
going to come
Zillow
off.
Listing. Oh, I know. It's a shit show. I actually was going to try to get the – I have a whole spare wheel and tire at Matt's boss's shop. I wanted to try to get it before I went, but that ain't going to happen. But I'm going to send you guys this Zillow listing for a property up there. They did exactly what I would want to do, and wait till you see how much they have it listed for. Anyway, if you want to learn more about the property in upstate New York that I'm talking about, you'll have to join the after show, patreon.com/handmadepodcast. Follow Derek from Alden, patreon.derekfromalden.com. Pinto at fairfieldsteelworks.org, and make everything sharp. We'll see you at the we'll see you on the other side of Noah's Ark.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan
planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.